Bethany, Bethany Cruz, 42903. Today's 1/27/26. I have something stuck in my throat. This is a 22-year-old young lady who points to her neck on the right side, stating that she feels like there's a mass in her neck, period. Any paragraph, she has no history of reflux. She has not lost weight. She's never had any thyroid nodules. She has a strong family history of thyroid problems, and she's convinced herself that there is something wrong with my thyroid, in quotation, allergy, non-medical problems, negative surgical problem, negative social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, just had a baby a couple years ago, has a history of PCOS, has been married 4 years. She's alert, she's awake, she weighed 170 pounds, actually gained 5 pounds. Heart positive, swim positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows not sure on mucosa with a lesion, logical non-focal. The thyroid appears normal on the examination. No copious lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment number one, tenderness right side of the neck. Number two, minimal lymphadenopathy on the ultrasound. Number three, thyroid ultrasound totally negative. Number four, patient does have symptoms of laryngitis. Number five, we'll treat with dexamethasone 10 milligram now. Number six, add Prilosec 20 milligram once a day. Number seven, I explained to the patient that when a patient can point to the area of her neck where she has issues with pain and or dysphagia, patient needs to have endoscopy done. Patient wants to wait to do this at a later time. She has not lost weight. She has no history of family history of cancer, she tells me, in her esophagus, but I told her that this could be a Barrett's esophagus and needs to be looked into, period. She promises to do so. We also offered her lab work, but she doesn't want to have any lab work done at this time. She wanted to have her thyroid ultrasound looked at only, which was done with no abnormalities seen today. This was discussed with patient at length before leaving. She will buy the over-the-counter Prilosec, and she promises to follow up in the next month or so, if not better, so we can refer her for EGD to rule out Barrett's esophagus, esophagitis, and other symptoms related to her neck, since she can actually point to the problem, as I explained to her. Thank you.